Welcome to the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and I'm so excited that you're here. The Plan B CRNA podcast is the only show made specifically for nurse anesthetists who are exploring options outside of their traditional career paths. This is the place to expand your mind and your goals as we uncover new ways to produce side income together. The mindset that we bring to any situation plays a key part in overcoming challenges and really enjoying our unique paths in life. On Thoughtful Thursdays, I like to explore emotional topics that are relevant to CRNAs and other providers. I think of this as my therapy, and I hope you learn some tips and tricks that you can use along your own journey. This episode is brought to you by OnCall Capital. OnCall Capital is dedicated to educating CRNAs and other healthcare providers about investing outside of the traditional stock market. OnCall Capital also provides opportunities for you, yes you, to create passive income and generational wealth while also lowering your taxable income through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, make sure you do that right now so that you don't miss an episode. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now on with the show. Welcome to Thoughtful Thursdays on the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and it's hard to believe, but this is our 150th show. Woohoo! When looking back at all the conversations I've had and the episodes that we've put out, it's actually kind of overwhelming. I mean, it's a lot of content. I've tried to produce a show that has a little bit of something for everybody while staying true to myself throughout it. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The show is a little bit like therapy for me. It allows me to dive deeper into subjects that I would normally just gloss over in my everyday life. So I want to truly thank you, the listeners, for riding along with me in this journey. I've gotten so much positive feedback about the show, and it drives me to continue producing high-quality content that you want to hear. So while I'd love to say, here's to the next 150 episodes, maybe I'll just focus on this one right here and now to make sure I get it right, or mostly right, or at least tolerable to listen to. As always, though, I like to start off these Thoughtful Thursdays with a quote that gets me thinking, and I think this one fits today quite nicely, particularly for those of you who may be new to the show and considering binging the previous 149 episodes. Albert Comus once said, "Our world does not need tepid souls. It needs burning hearts, men who know the proper place of moderation." At one point in our lives or another, we've all been instructed to keep all things in moderation. And it seems like really good advice that makes sense. Eating tons of unhealthy things is bad, but the strictest diets aren't good either, because when you place something off limits, you're likely to crave it even more. Having a piece of pie every once in a while won't kill you, as long as you keep it to a moderate amount. But it's really a pretty vague command, isn't it? I mean, we don't have much to measure it against, and we're all left to our own judgment to figure it out, which doesn't always work out. According to a 2016 study in the journal Appetite, the endorsement of moderation messages allows for a wide range of interpretation. In a particular portion of the study, participants perceived themselves to eat in moderation and defined moderate consumption as greater than their own personal consumption. The more participants consumed a particular food or beverage category, the greater the consumption of that product that they defined as moderate. In other words, we define moderation as what we're already doing, or we push that threshold to just above what we're doing to make ourselves feel better about our own habits. Psychologically, we all want to believe that we're doing things in moderation, and we're willing to do some mental gymnastics to get there. To define a particular case of moderation, it's important to ask, moderate in relation to what? When it comes to diet and exercise, setting particular calorie goals or physical routines with the guidance of experienced professionals can be helpful in determining what definitions of moderation you should be shooting for. But it's not all about diet and exercise, is it? There's a lot of conflicting information out there when it comes to talk of moderation. We talk about limiting screen time for kids, while a high school teenager by the name of Kyle Giersdorf made $3 million by winning the first ever Fortnite Cup in 2019. We say limit social media, while influencers make a healthy living on there. And does anyone really think that there's such a thing as too much travel? I guess that depends on who you're asking. Politics is filled with extreme views on both sides of the aisle, and it would seem that we place little value in moderation based on the current scene. There's a common view that moderation coincides with indecision, opportunism, and cowardice. It is seen as a form of appeasement that doesn't offer a suitable platform for mobilization and reform. And it doesn't stop there. Marie Curie spent most of her time in her Paris laboratory, leading to the discoveries of the elements radium and polonium, and coining the term radioactive. She won the Nobel Prize twice. She was a woman of uncommon intensity, intelligence, and will. She was not known for her moderation when it came to her own scientific pursuits, and the world is actually better off for it. Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were equally dedicated to the pursuit of the truth behind the break-in at the Watergate complex in the summer of 1972. With a relentless passion, they were each working independently until the Washington Post editors prompted them to combine their efforts. They worked all hours of the day and night, chasing leads and putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Their doggedness was rewarded nearly a year later when the Washington Post received the Pulitzer Prize for Woodward and Bernstein's Watergate coverage. They co-wrote All the President's Men, a detailed nonfiction account of their investigative reporting. Richard Nixon would resign as president 2 months after that book's release. And the list goes on and on, with stories in nearly any profession of those who went above and beyond to achieve greatness. History is chock full of those people. So can you be great while still being moderate? Can you be excessive in some things that feed your soul while practicing moderation with other pursuits? I mean, I guess the value of moderation depends on the situation. Which leads me to the Oscar Wilde quote that I'd like to end on that sums up my own view of moderation. Everything in moderation, including moderation. That's what I've got for you today. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. I'd love to hear what you thought of the show today. And, if you're interested in passive income opportunities with Tax Advantage Real Estate, you can visit my website at www.oncallinvestments.com or reach out to me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Until next time, be safe and take care of each other out there. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the show, I'd be honored if you took the extra time. It really helps to expand our reach and get the word out about the show. If you're a CRNA who is interested in sharing your story on our podcast, I'd love to have you. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com for more information. This episode was brought to you by OnCall Capital. They are dedicated to helping providers like you develop passive income and generational wealth through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. Feel free to check out their website at www.oncallinvestments.com and subscribe to their free educational email series. You can find OnCall Capital on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our YouTube page, where you'll find all of the show episodes along with other educational videos. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.